Vista Solutions, Blue Diamond Almonds, 5-Hour Energy, and Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Today's game is brought to you locally by Citizens Bank, U.S. Park, Crown Royal, Lucido Fine Jewelry, Flagstar Bank, Buddy's Pizza, Protexcel, the University of Toledo, Health Plus of Michigan, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Crittenton Hospital Medical Center.
From Mall of America Field in Minneapolis, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
Getting set for the 103rd all-time meeting between these two franchises. The Vikings lead the series with a record of 67-33-2. Last meeting, well, it was earlier this year. Vikings won it. Last meeting here, Lions won it, coming from 20-0 down at halftime to get the victory. Coin toss brought to you by Lucido Fine Jewelers for Metro Detroit's most beautiful engagement rings. Down to our referee for today, Pete Morelli.
Going to make the call.
Heads.
Heads is the call.
Jesus.
Tails. You won. Minnesota won the toss. Elects to defer their choice to the second half. You will receive. Which way do you want to kick? Turn yourselves around, please. Thank you.
Apparently a little confusion on the coin toss down there. They didn't know. Let's see. Well, whatever it happened, Minnesota won it. They defer. The Lions will get the football. They'll move left to right across your radio dial. We go down to the sidelines right now. Tony Ortiz, T.O.
Dan and Jim, today's stop here in Minnesota, the sixth road game for Matthew Stafford and the Lions this season. And this may be the toughest of those games, as the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, considered one of the loudest stadiums currently in the NFL.
You know, it's obviously it's a really loud stadium. They do a good job of cheering and creating noise however they can. And we just got to be ready for it.
Hey, you know what? The good news about this place, Dan and Jim, it's going away very soon. The only dome with a wind chill factor in America going to be replaced by a state-of-the-art retractable roof stadium. Should be ready either in 2015 or 2016. My only wish is to be the guy that pushes the plunger when this place finally gets imploded.
I like this building. I think it's got great fans. I think it's loud. The new roof is much brighter. I kind of like it.
I've seen too many bad things happen here.
By the way, Tony, in case you were worried, it's 32 degrees outside, wind chill of 22, wind whipping at 13 miles an hour out of the west.
Oh,
so
lovely.
Whatever you have down there doesn't compare.
Too many bad things have happened in this building for Detroit area fans. University of Michigan saw a kid named Tony Bowles blow his leg out, and Billy Sims of the Lions lost his knee in this building. So I'm glad to see it go, too.
Opening kickoff brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. Let's do it. Opening kickoff, and we are underway. Stephon Logan going to take this one 4 yards deep, coming out to the 5 to the 10. Logan to the 13, and that's it. Stoned right there. Might give him the 14 on the spot. Larry Dean, who's been terrific on special teams for the Vikings, coming in to make the tackle, and the Lions offense, led by Matthew Stafford, will come out and take over. Riley Reiff right off the bat in there. Reporting eligible as an extra, in essence, an offensive lineman. He's eligible to receive a pass if the Lions should so choose to do that. First and 10, Stafford up under center. LeSure the lone back behind him. Reiff in motion. From right to left, Stafford turns, gives to LeSure. He's able to fall forward for about a half yard. That's it. Fred Evans, defensive tackle, made the stop. He got one on the play. It'll bring up second down and 9. And that's one thing the Lions are going to try to establish is that running game. As we said, the Vikings over the last 4 games have given up 165 yards rushing per game.
Well, they've been gashed. And if you're the Lions, you want to try to continue that process against this Viking defense.
Two tight end set. Pettigrew and Heller both in there for Detroit. Stafford up under center. Takes the snap. Wants to throw. Looking right. Now goes middle. Throws. Got Pettigrew. And he's got the first down to the 25-yard line. Pettigrew gets 10. The Lions move the chains. Aaron Henderson the tackle.
This is what you do against this defense. Is you check down. In my judgment, that's the way you play this defense. Because they're a hard-charging defensive front. So you want to go to the quick route. So your backs out of the backfield, your tight ends, your H-backs, they're going to be key guys in the checkdown game against this team.
Pettigrew out, Riley Reiff back in. Reiff will line up on the left side of that formation. over there to help out with Jared Allen. Stafford wants to throw, does back shoulder, got Calvin, makes the catch going down to the ground at the 36-yard line. That's an 11-yard gain and another first down for Detroit.
Great adjustment to the ball by Calvin, but the reason he has to adjust to it is the Greenway, the linebacker, is diving out of there in coverage, and he gets in the passing lane. So Stafford has to throw the ball away from Greenway, and he does a great job doing that, and Calvin adjusts to it to make a catch.
First and 10 Lions, opening possession of the game. They scrimmage from their own 36. Stafford takes, gives to LeSure. LeSure finds a little room over the left side, cuts it back with a flag down. Short gain on the play before Fred Evans wrapped him up. Flag came from the far side of the field.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness. Illegal crackback block, number 84 of the offense. 15-yard penalty. Remains first down.
Penalty called on Ryan Broyles, who had come over to, he was right in the middle of that offensive line, come over to lend a hand with a block, and apparently came up with an illegal one. That will cost the Lions.
If you're coming in from a wide receiver spot on a crackback block, you cannot throw that block below the waist. If you do, you're going to get a flag. It's a safety rule, and the officials will call it every time.
So it leaves the Lions with a first and 23 from the 23. Stafford, inside handoff, goes to LeSure. Gets out to the 27-yard line. Picks up four on the play. Taken down by Winfield and Greenway. First quarter brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today. Second and 19. Boy, those big penalties just put you in a tough spot for down and distance. Lions picked up a couple first downs, and all of a sudden, you're back in a hole. Stafford will operate from the gun. Two receivers left, one right. Stafford takes. Four-man rush. Stafford stepping up, throws, and overthrows his intended receiver, Titus Young, out at the 42-yard line. And Stafford was feeling some heat that time. Didn't get the accuracy on the football that he wanted to. When they start coming in and that pocket collapses, you can't step into that throw.
You can't step in, and you can't follow through with your arm. And the ball sails on you when you have to let it go and you can't follow through. And that's what happened on that play. He was getting some pressure, knew he couldn't follow through, ball sailed on him.
Third and 19, Lions from their own 27. Stafford out of the gun takes. It's a three-man rush. Stafford throws over the middle. It's complete to Joyke Bell. Spins out of a tackle at the 30, but then is taken down at the 32-yard line. Spun out of the tackle by Everson Griffin, then was taken down by Antoine Winfield. It goes as a gain of five. Not nearly enough to move the chains, and the Lions will have to punt it away.
That's what that penalty will do for you, especially a big one like that. That check down throw on third down against heavy pressure, I mean, that's the one you've got to make to help protect your quarterback, but it's not going to get you first downs in long yardage.
Harris to punt. Sherrill's back deep. It was Sherrill's who had a 77-yard punt return in that first game for a touchdown. Sherrill's makes the catch at the 30. He gets out to the 33-yard line. So it's a 38-yard punt. Short return. Vikings have it. First and 10, their opening possession of the game. 11:23 to go first quarter. We're scoreless here in Minneapolis. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
The Huron Valley Schools began using the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team to help save money for the school district. Here's Kim Root from Huron Valley Schools talking about how much they saved.
Consumers Energy Business Solutions actually saved us $34,000 in the current school year. And what that $34,000 actually translates into is approximately 34 computers, or enough to equip an entire computer lab. That could also translate into 283 textbooks. Or we could look at it as 113,000 breakfasts for kids who don't get breakfast at home before they come to school.
How long have you had the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team with you?
We're actually 3 years into the program. We were able to sort of lay out a timeline for tackling projects that would save us money over time. Actually, working with the team has been incredibly easy.
Whether your business is large or small, the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team offers rebates for installing energy-efficient equipment. Call 877-607-0737 or visit consumersenergy.com.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough,
smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 2. Tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal and crown the great moments of football. Please drink responsibly.
Well, Christian Ponder has struggled. First four games, he had four TD passes and no interceptions. The next five, which brings us to this point, six touchdown passes, but eight interceptions. He's thrown an interception in the last five games. In two of the last three games, he's had quarterback rating below 40. And he'll go empty on first down. Adrian Peterson out wide to the left. Ponder takes, throws, got a complete right side. Across the 35 to 38 goes Jerome Felton, the former Lion. Picks up five on the play. It'll be second and five coming up.
Well, I think the Vikings are going to have to find somebody other to pick up the slack for Harvin. Without Harvin, they lose 62 catches and 667 yards of receiving. Got to come up with somebody. In my judgment, I think it's going to be their tight end. I don't think it's going to be Simpson, the other wideout. I think they're going to try to get their tight end and have him more involved in this offense.
Second and five, Ponder up under center. I formation behind him. Peterson, the deep back. They give it to him. AP over the right side, across the 40. First down to the 45-yard line, picks up seven. Taken down by DeAndre Levy. That's just classic Adrian Peterson, powering his way through that offensive line, picking up yardage.
He's got such great feet. What he does is he actually jumps over people, but when he comes down after the little jump, he accelerates out of that. That's what's so unique. Some guys jump, and then they have to regather. He doesn't.
First and 10, Vikings from their 45. Peterson trying to get outside. Got Lions waiting for him. Able to cut it back in and get something positive out of it. Picked up two. Kyle Vandenbosch with the tackle. Nice job by the Lions to deny him the edge. Jacob Lacy turned him back inside where he knew he had some help. That'll bring up second and eight.
Well, that's the key. Levy also got out there and forced him wide. But it's Lacey's contain on the outside, forcing Peterson back inside that makes the play.
One receiver left, one right. I formation behind Ponder, second and eight. Vikings from their own 47. They give it to Peterson again, and he's hit and taken down for a loss. Terrific play by Nick Fairley, who dropped him back at the 45. That's negative two. It'll bring up third and 10.
I think if there's a weak spot up front for the Vikings, it's center John Sullivan. And that's right where Nick Fairley is playing. He just beats the block in the guard center gap. Just manhandles the guard. Brandon Fusco, boom, he's in the backfield and gets AP before he can start.
Third and 10, Lions go nickel. Five defensive backs. Ponder takes, steps up in the pocket, throws deep middle. Got a man out there inside the five. It's caught and taken down at the one-yard line is Jarius Wright, playing in his first NFL game, subbing for the injured Percy Harvin. Picks up 54 yards on the play.
That's a play where you've got to be sacking the quarterback. Ponder's able to use his feet to get out of pressure and make the throw. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't sack him on that play, he's going to make something happen.
First and goal for the Vikings. That's Ponder's longest completion of the season.
Lions defensively weren't ready. As the Vikings go quick snap on the one-inch line, got up there, didn't call a huddle, got at the line of scrimmage and forced the Lions defensively to use a timeout.
The Lions take a timeout. Each team will retreat to their sidelines to talk about things. Right now, after a big play, Ponder to right, it's the Vikings knocking on the door. Scoreless so far, maybe not for long. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Hi, Chuck Gatica here for Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. You know, this is a company with experience and integrity. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical has been around for 40 years. Four generations of family to service you and me. And right now, as you're getting ready for the chill to kind of creep back in, get set with a special. $20 off on the fall furnace clean and check. That's right. Normally $89.95, now $69.95. Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Check them out online at familyheating.com.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to book your holiday party now. Buddy's offers salad, pasta, and veggie party trays and specially priced dine-in party packages. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 66 years.
First and goal for the Vikings with a flag down as Ponder takes the snap, and Minnesota moved up front.
False start, number 82 offense, 5-yard penalty remains, first down.
Kyle Rudolph called for the penalty. That's a break for the Lions. Red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. So instead of first and goal from inside the one, it'll be first and goal from just inside the six.
And the Lions, they're looking at the Vikings now taking out their heavy package and going to their three wide receiver set.
Ponder will work from the gun. The Lions go nickel, five defensive backs. Adrian Peterson, the back to his right. Now he shifts to the left. Vikings have three receivers to the right side. Ponder takes, gives it to AP, to the five, and gets down inside the four, close to the three-yard line, taken down by Eric Coleman. It'll be second and goal from there.
They have three wide receivers split wide right. Everything is strong right. What do? They try to run Adrian Peterson on a little draw play back to the left. Lions are ready for it and stop it.
Second and goal from the three now. Ponder up under center. AP the lone back behind him. Lions packing that box. Ponder, play action, fake throws, end zone. Got a man wide open. Touchdown Vikings, Jarius Wright. Now that's a heck of a way to make a debut if you're Jarius Wright.
Filling in for Percy Harvin. You don't think you're going to get the same production. Maybe the Vikings will get the same production with Jarius Wright, as the Lions don't account on a three-man bunch set to the left of the line of scrimmage by the Vikings. Nobody covers the guy running to the front pylon of the end zone. Jarius Wright, wide open score, Vikings.
Rookie out of Arkansas had the big catch for 54 yards, and then he gets the touchdown reception as well from 3 yards out. Ponder, 3 out of 3 for 62 yards and a score. The extra point is up and good, and it's Minnesota on top early. It is 7-0 Vikings. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Bell Tire's building more new stores, and that's a really big deal. How big? How about an extra $50 off the lowest tire price, period? That's right. During our grand opening sale, you'll get an extra $50 off the lowest tire price, period, on any set of four-passenger or light truck tires installed. See store for details. At Bell Tire, you'll get the best people in the business, from experts to help you find the right tire to our ASE-certified technicians, and get the lowest tire price, period, on all the best brands, like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Mastercraft, and more. Plus, right now, when you buy four eligible Mastercraft tires, you get a $50 mail-in rebate, $50 off the lowest tire price, period, from us, and a $50 Mastercraft rebate. That's an additional $100 off select sets of Mastercraft tires. Don't miss the Bell Tire Grand Opening Sale. When we build, you save, with an extra $50 off the lowest tire price, period. For a limited time only. Only at
Bell Tire.
Hurry now to Bell Tire's Grand Opening Sale. You'll save $50 off a set of four tires. For the Bell Tire nearest you, call 888-GO-BELL or go to belltire.com. Hurry, limited time offer. Sale ends soon.
What a touchdown run. Jones breaking two tackles for a 30-yard score.
I'll tell you, even more impressive was the celebration in Tom Smith's living room. Just after the play, Smith poured everybody a Crown Royal to celebrate.
And look at those glasses come together. That's just sound fundamentals.
That's how you celebrate a great football moment.
That's going to make the highlight reel for sure.
Crown football's best moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. 2012, the Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Listen up, everybody. If you've been injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Put the Bernstein Advantage to work for you today. Best call you'll ever make. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. NFL update. Bengals already have two touchdown passes from Andy Dalton. They're up quickly on the Giants, 14-0 in the first. Falcons, a 10-0 leader on New Orleans first quarter down on the Bayou. In the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios back to Minnesota, Dan, Jim, and Tony, guys.
Well, so much for our upset pick there, Brandy.
Yeah. Looks like
that went well.
Yeah, the Saints could be crawling out of a hole against the Falcons.
It's fun while it lasts.
But it's not over yet.
All right, here we go. Lions set to get the football back. Walsh sends it on its way. Logan takes it 6 yards deep. He'll stay right there. Joyke Bell says, don't even think about coming out. Lions take the touchback, and they will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Today's Beltire first half contestant is Mike Kuhn from Portage. If the Lions score a touchdown this half, Mike will win a $100 gift card and a Lions jersey courtesy of Beltire. Go to beltire.com, click the touchdown contest promotion button. Lions down 7-0 with the football back. First and 10 from their own 20. Ryan Broyles into the game. Three receivers set along with Calvin Johnson and Titus Young. Stafford out of the gun. LeSure to his right. Stafford fakes the give to him. Throws, knocked down at the line. Wanted Pettigrew at the 25. Knocked down by Brian Robinson.
Guy is unbelievable. He's knocked down more passes, I think, this year than anybody else in the league. He's just smart. Plays with his head up. Watch the Tampa game with the Vikings on tape. He knocked down, I think, three in the first half.
Sixth year out of Texas. They seem to just keep putting guys on that defensive line that can produce here in Minnesota. Stafford wants to throw, does, incomplete across the 30 to Titus Young. Nice defensive play in there by A.J. Jefferson. That'll bring up now third down and 10. So the Lions trailing 7-0, looking to keep this drive alive with 7:44 to go first quarter.
Thrown away that time from Calvin Johnson, who was split wide to the right. And I think that they like the matchup they've got. Calvin against the rookie third-round pick, Josh Robinson. And I think you got to go to that matchup sooner or later if you're the Lions offensively.
Same matchup here. Safety help over the top from Jamarcus Sanford as well. Third and 10 for the Lions. They're making noise here. Stafford back, looks, throws. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by Chad Greenway at the 25-yard line. Stafford's pass was intended for Brandon Pettigrew, and Greenway just outfought him for the football, and Minnesota's got it back.
That's, in my opinion, a bad decision by Matthew there. Greenway's on the tight end, man for man, has him all the way. And Matthew just kind of throws it in there. He's gotten some pressure, but that one was one where you, I don't think, want to make that throw. He did, and it cost him.
So Minnesota at the Lions 25-yard line, already leading 7-0, now in position to get more. Here come the Vikings. Ponder up under center. Lone back. AP, they fake the give to him. Ponder throws. It's knocked back to Ponder, who catches it, and that'll go for a huge loss back to the 40-yard line. Cliff Averill knocked it backwards. Ponder caught it, and it goes for a 15-yard loss.
What a great play by Averill. Two ways. One, he gets up in the face on a naked bootleg. He doesn't take the run fake. He's in the face of Ponder, knocks the ball up, and then his head's up enough to know when Ponder catches it to continue playing and tackle him for the big loss. Big, huge play there.
Second and 25 after that one. Ponder out of the gun. He takes, looks, throws left, setting up a receiver screen to Simpson, trying to get outside, can't do it. A lot of help over there, and Simpson's taken down after a 3-yard gain to the 37.
I give Lacy some credit again, Dan. You talked about it earlier in the first possession. Lacy came upfield and forced the ball carrier back inside, didn't let contain be broken. That time, he did the same thing. He did it on Simpson. He was fighting a block but fought outside, forced Simpson back inside. That's where the defensive help comes from.
Sets up a third down and 23. Vikings from the Lions, 38. Ponder will operate out of the gun. Gerhardt to his right. Three-man rush for the Lions. Ponder stepping up in the pocket, throws, got it complete, caught by Rudolph down at the 30-yard line. And he's taken down there. So they pick up yardage to make it a more Possible field goal attempt for Blair Walsh, who's been terrific this year. The rookie out of Georgia, how about this? 5 out of 5 from beyond 50. This won't be quite that far, but he has got quite a leg. This will be a 48-yarder.
We're watching again in pregame. His range is 53, easy. And he kicks the ball very, very high. Tough to block his kicks.
Walsh is ready. Spot down. Field goal attempt is up, and it is good. So the Vikings off the Greenway interception turn that into 3 points, and they extend their lead. It is now Minnesota 10 and the Lions nothing with 5:41 to go first quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The new CBO from McDonald's, a delectable convergence of three...
Tremendous!
Delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken Sandwiches. So what are these three...
Tremendous!
Toppings. The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
At Health Plus, we don't take the word coverage lightly. When we say coverage, we mean comprehensive, affordable health care that blankets the entire state of Michigan. And when we say coverage, we mean a really, really long list of doctors and specialists. Coverage at nearly every hospital in Michigan, including Beaumont, Covenant, Genesis, and the University of Michigan. Health Plus, where the plus is a very, very big network. For more information, call 1-800-332-9161 or visit healthplusdifference.org.
Today's second quarter Michigan made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Today's game is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Lions down 10-0, 5:41 to go first quarter, set to get the football back. Christian Ponder really struggled coming into this game. He's 6 for 6 for 57 yards and a touchdown and a rating of 145.8. He also has a reception for minus 15. Stuff in the stat sheet. Walsh set to kick it off. Logan back deep for the Lions. Walsh sends it on its way. Logan take this one 9 yards deep and take a knee. Lions will have it, first and 10 at their own 20 after the touchback.
Reminder for everybody, there's standing room only tickets still available for the Lions-Packers showdown next Sunday, November 18th. Don't miss the action. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000. Standing room only tickets available for the Lions-Packers next week.
All right, here come the Lions. Haven't been able to do much offensively so far today. A couple of first downs in their opening drive. But a big penalty set them back. First and 10 now from their own 20. Down 10-0. Stafford turns, looks to LeSure, throws to Calvin instead, who fights to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Chad Greenway had that well read, wrapped him up, took him down. Second and 10 on the way.
What the Lions do is they put Heller, a big tight end, wide, wide right, and they move inside the slot, Calvin. And they figure they got to match up with a linebacker on Calvin. That's going to work, right? Quick pass. Greenway's there to make the play.
Second and 10. Calvin goes left. Titus Young goes right. Stafford with LeSure, the lone back. Stafford up under center. Turns and gives to LeSure. LeSure over the right side to the 23-yard line. Picks up 3. It'll be 3rd and 7. Jasper Brinkley, the middle linebacker, makes the stop. So a Minnesota defense that's had plenty of trouble stopping the run for the last month, so far, it's been tough for the Lions to crack.
And I look at this game as the way it's going. The Lions have got to be a lot better on first down. And when you're 2nd and 10 all day, or 2nd and 12 or 14, you're going to be in a world of hurt. You've got to be more productive on first down. And it's still early in this football game, but that's one of those things you look at where they've got to get better.
Ryan Boyle's in, Joyke Bell in. 3rd and 7 for the Lions from their own 23. Vikings with a four-man rush. Stafford throws, got it to Bell, and it's in and out of his hands. A little behind him, and he couldn't hang on. It'll be fourth down. And right now, everything is going Minnesota's way. Just momentum. Feels all Vikings, all purple right now.
Yep, and everything is going where Stafford is trying to check down. Stafford is going to the short routes because he doesn't feel he's getting enough protection up front against the front four.
Stafford, 4 out of 9 for 26 yards. Nick Harris, the punt, not a good one. Sherrills comes up, makes the catch to the 45-yard line. Taken down by Eric Coleman. So Harris definitely did not get all of that. It's a 34-yard punt. Not much on the return, but the Vikings have good field position, already leading by a score of 10-0. And Eric Coleman is slow to get up on the play. He is the man that made the tackle a moment ago. Lions training staff will take a look at him. We will step aside. Vikings lead this 10-0, 4:10 to go first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
Get in the game at Dunham Sports, where you can find a large selection of Federal premium ammunition. If it's a trip to the range for clay target shooting or out on the lake for some waterfowl, Dunham's has the Federal ammo that is right for you. For clay shooting, there is the Top Gun target loads, which gives you consistent performance at a reasonable price. And you're sure to break clay after clay. Bring down unsuspecting waterfowl with the Black Cloud steel shot. With the Flight Control Wad, you get long-range effectiveness for better hunting. So the next time you need Federal premium ammo, stop by your Dunham Sports and get in the game.
Get in the game at
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
First and 10 Vikings from their own 46. They lead 10-0. Ponder up under center. Lone back is Adrian Peterson. Now Ponder backs out, changes the play at the line. The Lions show a four-man front. Ponder turns, gives to AP. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard to the 47. That's it, wrapped up, taken down by Justin Durant. We go down to the sidelines of Tony Ortiz.
And Jim, right now, training staff taking a look at Eric Coleman. He came off the sidelines with the training staff saying that he got the ground rubber from the field turf in his eyes. At this point, they're taking a look at both eyes right now. He is expected to go back into the game.
All right, Tony, thank you. Vikings looking at a second down now and 9. Ponder out of the gun, takes, got time, looks left, now right, now in trouble, being chased, and getting hit, going to go down, lost the football, nope, they're going to say he was down back at the 40-yard line. Nick Fairley got him. What an impact he's having early in this game. A big play on Peterson, and now a sack of Ponder. 24th time he's been sacked this year.
And this is a coverage sack, because I'll tell you what, Ponder had time, and Fairley just kept working and kept working, and then chased him down from behind. But this secondary, that time, had guys covered, didn't give Ponder a chance to throw it.
Brings up a 3rd and 16. Ponder will operate from the gun. The Lions trying to get off the field. Ponder takes, looks right, throws, got it complete. Nope, dropped. It was right in the hands of Jarius Wright, who was hit hard by Jacob Lacy. That jarred the football loose. It'll be fourth down, and the Vikings will have to punt it away. Chris Cluey will come on. That is the first incomplete pass of the day thrown by Ponder, and that was a pretty good one.
And I got to tell you, the line defense has stepped up. Their first possession, they allowed a 67-yard drive, but when the Vikings had the ball starting at the Lions 25, they held for a field goal. And here, the Vikings get the ball at the 46, a 54-yard field, and the Lions force them on a 3-and-out.
Cluey to punt. Sends it on its way. High punt, good punt. Fair catch called for by Logan with a flag down at the 14-yard line. find out about that flag from Pete Morelli. 46-yard effort. It's going to be against the Lions.
During the kick, holding number 27 of the receiving team. Half a distance to the goal. First down.
Penalty against the Lions, Alphonso Smith. So that'll move them back inside the 10-yard line. So down 10-0, they'll be backed up. Today's game brought to you by ABC Warehouse, official electronics provider of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Boys, field position is a story in this thing. Lions have not averaged starting inside their 20 on all their possessions. This is their fourth one in this game. Meanwhile, the Vikings have been out about midfield in their starts.
This one is just across their 7. Average field position for the Lions, the 17. First and 10 Lions, down 10-0. 2:54 to go first quarter. Stafford up under center. He turns, gives to LeSure with a flag down. LeSure at the 10. Stutter steps his way out close to the 13-yard line. Brought down by Jasper Brinkley, and this penalty is going to go against Minnesota.
Offside, number 97 defense, lined up in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty remains, first down.
Penalty called on Everson Griffin. So the Lions take the 5. The play comes off the books, and it'll be first and 5 after that.
You know, the Vikings are also missing one of their interior defensive linemen, Latroy Guyon. He's not in there. He was on the inactive list today. So, you know, they're a little bit hurting from a standpoint of health-wise without Harvin and without Guyon.
First and 5 for the Lions from their own 13. 2:30 to go, first quarter. Lions down 10-0. Stafford takes, wants to throw, does. Left side complete. For a first down out to the 20-yard line to Titus Young. Picks up 7 on the play. So the Lions get out from the shadow of their own goal line, and they now have some room to operate, first and 10 from their own 20.
Stafford really looks comfortable in this play, and it says that he really looks right as soon as he gets the pass. He holds the guys on the left side, and then he goes left with the pass on an out cut for a good game.
First and 10 Lions from their own 20. Stafford up under center. Turns, gives to LeSure. LeSure looking for a cutback. Nothing there. He is buried right at the 19-yard line for a loss of 1 by Jasper Brinkley. And that's just Minnesota playing good defense. Well, he started right, looked for the cutback, yep. And Jasper was there waiting
and,
for him.
And you got to get, if you're going to block somebody on defense, you better block the middle linebacker. If you don't get a hat on him, he's going to come free and make plays.
Second and 11 for the Lions from their own 19. Riley Reiff in motion from left to right. Stafford takes, play action fake, pressure from the backside. Throws, got a complete. Titus Young, first down. Out to the 35-yard line. He beat Antoine Winfield on the play. It's a 16-yard gain, and Stafford threw that one under duress, and he took a shot after he threw it.
Not only under duress, but he had a tight, tight window. Linebackers dropping. You got a little bit of a post cut between linebackers in front of safeties with corners all over the place. Tight window. He got it in there, and give Young credit. Concentration to make the catch, knowing he's going to get hit.
First and 10 Lions from their own 35. Stafford out of the gun. Hands off. LeSure to the 38, 39-yard line. Took a big hit that time from Chad Greenway. Winfield was the first man in. Greenway came in and cleaned him up.
That actually, to me, should have been more. Because you had a guard, Peterman, leading through the hole. And I think LeSure just got too far away. He's got to be closer to Peterman, right on his hip, to read blocks. And he's able to get more out of that if he's closer to his pulling guard.
Second and 6 for the Lions from their own 39. Should be the final play of the first quarter. Stafford takes, fakes the handoff, throws, got it complete. It is caught. Broyles with it, diving for the first down and getting it out to the 45-yard line. Covered up there by Chad Greenway, and that'll be the final play of the first quarter. 6-yard gain. Lions will have it with a first down when we come back. They trail 10-0 after 1. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are hard at work this month helping to raise awareness for men's health. Because most men's health issues, like prostate cancer, are highly curable if caught in the early stages. You can show your support for men's health in a couple of ways. You can start by growing a manly mustache in November and by pledging to schedule an appointment with your doctor today.
Because real men take care of their health. Real men see their doctor regularly. And real men grow mustaches in November to prove it. To learn more, visit ahealthiermichigan.org/Movember. And while you're there, be sure to check out the video with Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford and former Lions offensive tackle Ken Dallafore. And when you grow a mustache for November, and I know you will, tweet a picture of your stash to #ShowYoMo. That's #ShowYoMo. Together, we can change the face of men's health in Michigan.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.